After sending an apology to families during the first week of school when the bus assignment problems arose, CHCCS Superintendent Rodney Trice offered another apology to families during Thursday's board meeting. Trice acknowledged the, quote, significant disruption many district families have experienced and said another apology was necessary because the district understands, quote, the seriousness of what they are experiencing.
Our families expected reliable transportation and clear communication. Too many did not experience that.
Chief Operations Officer Andre Stewart presented to the Board of Education members.
We are sorry that we failed you to begin this school year.
He said many of those problems stem from a bad download of data submitted by schools and families from Infinite Campus to TIMS, or the Transportation Information Management System, which is used to develop transportation routes. Stewart called it, quote, an absolute data nightmare, which could only be resolved by individually reviewing update requests by hand. While the district administrators are working with TIMS to review what happened, the easiest self-inflicted mistake to identify is the timeline for assigning bus routes, which has not started until June and sees assignments distributed in August. Stewart said,
we were using a time frame that CHCCS has used for probably two decades, and we were caught in a perfect storm. The time frame failed us. Our software failed us. We had a retirement in the middle of the summer, and the information that we received was insufficient for us to know that there was a problem of this magnitude.
While the apologies might be appreciated, said Board of Education members, they don't reroute buses and put students in seats. Roughly 800 request updates remained as of Thursday. Many of the elected officials questioned the rate at which those requests are being handled and whether the scope of the debacle has been fully captured. Board member George Griffin urged the Transportation Department to react more broadly to meet students' ongoing needs for buses, rather than following normal protocols.
Like, the system's not working. We're not going to get 800 kids back in another week. It's the third week of school next week. The kitchen's on fire. Somebody needs to go out there and find out who's got a bus problem. Not waiting for parents to contact you for the third time, saying, nobody has told me anything for 9 days. That's just not good enough.
Board member Barbara Fetters said the lack of an answer around why the data transfer went wrong clouds how the district can respond. But she echoed Griffin in questioning the transportation office's failure to recognize and initially respond to the issue foreshadowed in the summer.
I don't understand why we didn't hire somebody faster after the person quit in the middle of the summer. And I don't understand why we didn't get temps right away, like on August 25th. I'm upset also, like George, very. It's not getting matched. I'm not feeling enough urgency in any of this. I'm not an operations expert, but something has to happen that's different.
School board member Vicki Feaster-Fornville responded by saying she believes it's important for the CHCCS staff to not feel attacked by board members during the response to this problem.
Our families are hurting and the kitchen may be on fire, but we're not going to act like we don't have water from University Lake on Owosso. We are going to deal with this and we're going to get it fixed. I, as a board member, say I'm sorry to our families. I, as a former bus driver, would be glad to volunteer my time and get in a van to help you get our children to school. What I want to know is how and what is the fastest way to get every little person on a bus, in a van, and a car.
In the short term and beyond the student-by-student reviews, schools are filling out spreadsheets of students who rely on buses to keep track of the weekly ridership. And the school board approved the hiring of a new person to replace the staffer who retired in the summer. Long-term solutions, according to Stewart and Trice, include a district-wide review of how the transportation office's operations overlap with other relevant departments. Stewart said he plans to also overhaul the timeline for gathering bus requests and creating bus routes, moving that process to March and April, and alerting parents in June what students' assignments are for the upcoming school year. In the meantime, the Board of Education asked district staff to provide weekly updates on how many correction requests remain, as well as preventing any students impacted from the transportation issues from being punished at their school. For any CHCCS students still not receiving bus service who need it, families are encouraged to contact Stewart and the Transportation Department leaders directly by email or phone. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.